Sybil.
It is the hump day, Mr. Joyner.
Jay Anthony Brown.
Oh, baby, Columbus, Georgia on Saturday with Miss Shirley Caesar at Counselor's Church. And the punchline on Sunday. What's going on, Sybil? What's going on, player? Oh, my God.
Brown.
Oh, my God. What's going on?
It's you and Shirley day. Caesar?
Yes.
What the world?
What in the world is coming to?
That's in Atlanta?
That's in Columbus. No, Atlanta's on Sunday. Columbus, Georgia.
That big snowstorm is going to hit the East Coast this weekend?
Oh,
is it going to go
as far south?
I know it's in New York, right, Sid? Player?
Yeah. They're looking at 18 inches to hit New York, Philly, Washington, that area.
Yeah.
Is it raining out in Los Angeles now?
Yeah, done. 18 inches.
Oh, my God. The people were so upset by that yesterday.
Because because it's a big rainstorm.
Yeah.
And it's blowing east. And by the time it gets to the East Coast on Friday, it's supposed to be like, everybody, stock up.
Get ready.
Yeah, toilet paper, get soup, juice.
And make sure you're where you're supposed to be.
Make sure you're
fun meds, because you don't want to be locked up.
Without.
And not have your meds. Fun meds, man. Players, playettes, get your meds.
And make sure you're in the right place.
Where you want to be.
Yeah, make sure you're right when you like. Yeah, man. In other words, put some fun meds in your pocket. Don't just.
Man, this is supposed to be a really tough weekend.
Yeah.
Try to get snowed in with somebody you like. Is that
exactly.
right, yo?
Or just, or just make the best out of whoever you're with.
Come on, let's do this, huh? All right. I know. Let's just do it.
So you may need some extra fun meds is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And your adult beverages.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget your adult beverages.
Stock up.
And hide something for yourself, Sybil, because things can be put in the refrigerator that tend to walk away.
Okay.
They say it may be as far south. They're saying the DMV, the Washington, D.C. area up north of that.
So you'll be all right.
I'll be all right.
Rain.
Southeast.
Yeah.
Aretha Franklin says, the Queen says that she is going to conquer her fear of flying. First week in February, she's going to take a flight from Detroit to Chicago. And the last time the Queen was in the air was back in 83.
Wow.
When a bad experience on a twin-engine flight resulted in her fear of flying. And she says that she is going to fly with Shirley Caesar and Jesse Jackson.
Well, that's a good group to be with.
That is a good group to be in. When you got to fly and you're afraid
And you're afraid and you got
so
you
we
need
should
your prayer
say a
warriors.
Prayer for the Queen. Say a little prayer for the Queen. Say a little prayer.
In February.
In February.
Black History Month.
First week in February.
Where is she going?
Detroit to Chicago.
She says,
the big flight?
That's the big flight. She says.
Baby steps.
She says, I want to do.
She could be going.
I want to go somewhere, she says, where I can walk home if I'm not comfortable.
Okay. Yeah, you can just walk out to the airplane and sit on the plane.
Just drive me around, pilot.
Okay. Hey, you got to do what you got to do, Queen. We're going to be pulling for you. We're going to pray for you. If you're afraid of flying,
you're afraid.
Man, it is nothing. I still don't like flying, but I know you like a player. I love it. I can't. I do not. I don't like it still to this day.
And you fly almost every week.
I fly every week. But you know what I don't like, y'all? Is sitting next to white people who can explain what. They can always explain. First of all, they know what type of plane we're
on.
Right. And they know what the term. They can explain it. Oh, that's the south winds of. And I'm like, just shut up. Just don't talk. Just be quiet.
Don't speak.
I can't take it. I can't take it. But I understand it because I don't like it.
It is something sitting next to somebody who knows. All of it. You know, this plane's been in service since. I don't need to know that.
I don't need to hear all that.
Jamie Foxx is a hero, huh?
Yes, he is.
Pulls a driver from a flaming wreck.
Outside front of his house.
In front of his house.
Mm-hmm.
Monday night, the vehicle appears to have skidded on a wet road, hit a ditch, flipped upside down, ended up in front of Jamie's Gate in Hidden Valley. You know where that is? Northeast LA?
Yeah, and the fact that Jamie ran from his house to the gate, whew, that guy's lucky to be alive because that's a long run.
He heard the accident, and he ran to the scene, saw the driver buckled in the seat, and fearing the burning car would explode, Jamie told cops that he unbuckled the man and dragged him about 30 feet away from the accident.
Yeah. Wow.
He's a hero.
You think maybe Jamie set that up because Chris Rock and Steve Harvey in the news? And-
You're not going to, man.
You know, you think Jamie set that up?
Got a stunt man.
He is a movie star now. So, well, come on.
And that is Hollywood.
That's.
He's got a movie role coming up.
He got music coming out.
Is he promoting something?
What
That's
better
a legitimate
way
question.
To drop an album than be a hero?
Yeah.
So I've seen Jamie's house, and from the gate to his house is a long way.
And how in the world do you even hear this, let alone make that run?
I don't know, Sybil. This sounds like a black production to me. I don't know.
Twitter was down yesterday morning from 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. What is the world to do when you can't when you can't tweet?
Some upset folks, really upset.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. There were a lot of people. Oh, thank God, I've got connection to the world again.
Oh my God, hey, have you ever seen this? It's a Twilight Zone where they just all they do to upset the people on Earth is cut the power off. They keep cutting the power off.
It's an episode of Twilight Zone?
It's an episode of Twilight Zone, and the people just lose their mind because they cut the lights on one house and off on another, and then on another house. And if they take out our power, that's how they could take us out.
They talk about that, about antique-like our power grids are, and that is the one way that people can get to us in the United States is by taking over the power grids and disabling them. And just imagine, this is just the first step.
This is the first step by taking out Twitter.
Mm.
And just Twitter imagine.
It's kind of like living in the hood. You know, one person's power is on, another person's power is off.
That's kind of the way it is.
That's kind of the way it is in the hood.
Man, have you? So people had the Twitter off and they were upset.
Have you paid your Twitter bill?
Yeah. Well, you know, nothing upsets white people more than being offline.
Oh my God. Nothing.
Are you online? Because no one's online upstairs on four.
Well, why don't you go upstairs on four and say something to the person that you're trying to reach online?
You know, on four, down in financing, we're not online. Are you guys online? Because we're not online.
Yeah, what's the world to do?
Oh, my.
What would you do? Look at it. If you cut all the power off, so we are effed.
Some of us who have enough batteries to last us for a very long time.
Somebody's ready for a snowstorm.